Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last night, Lansing City Council did an about-face. The council reversed its earlier unanimous decision that declared Lansing to be a sanctuary city. Last night's 5-2 vote means the city is not a sanctuary for immigrants, particularly undocumented immigrants. The Trump administration has threatened to punish sanctuary cities by withholding federal funds. The Michigan and Lansing Chambers of Commerce had been urging Lansing City Council to rescind its earlier resolution. Here with us is Rich Studley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Why did you oppose that label, sanctuary city?
Here at the Michigan Chamber, we worked in cooperation with the Lansing Regional Chamber to encourage members of the City Council to consider, or actually reconsider, a hastily adopted resolution that contained the statement that instead of being just a welcoming city, which is something that both chambers of commerce could support, that we go beyond that to become a so-called sanctuary city. Part of the challenge with the resolution that was adopted last week and was rescinded yesterday is that it did not contain a clear definition of what a sanctuary city would mean. As you know, a common definition has become that is a statement by local government officials that law enforcement agencies will refuse to cooperate with state and federal officials. And so I think the challenge with the earlier resolution, however well-intended, is that it raised more questions than it answered. It did seem to put the city at risk of losing hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of dollars in federal funding. Here in Lansing, legislation has been introduced to penalize or sanction cities that choose to go beyond a welcoming status to become sanctuary cities. And so with that very real threat of the possibility of losing both state and federal funds, we worked with our friends at the Lansing Regional Chamber to remind the mayor and city council that we are in a fierce competition every day with other cities and other states for jobs, and there are more important economic issues to work on.
Rich, was it the potential loss of federal funds that was the biggest sticking point for the chamber?
Yes, the potential loss of federal funds, the potential loss of state funds. And frankly, here in Lansing and across the state of Michigan, as you know, we have a tradition of local control. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is local control of municipal government should mean that local officials have a wide range of discretion on local municipal issues like police and fire and public works. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that if you want to write federal law or you want to write state law, you should run for Congress or the state legislature, not the city council. So we do think it's important to be respectful of local control, but local control means local control of local issues.
Is it just that label sanctuary city that you oppose, or is it you also oppose actions of mayors like Virge Bonero or sheriffs like Washtenaw County's Jerry Clayton, who have instructed their police officers to not act as surrogates for ICE agents?
I think there's a gray area here. The earlier resolution that reaffirmed the city's status as a welcoming city, we are a state and a country that has benefited greatly from immigration. Mayor Bonero, his family is not originally from the United States, neither is mine. And so I think in the business community, we understand the value of diversity and inclusion and to be welcoming. But to go beyond that, to seriously put at risk perhaps millions of dollars in state and federal funding, to seem to discourage law enforcement officials from cooperating with their counterparts at the state or federal level, very problematic. Part of the challenge here in Lansing, frankly, is that for the first 3 or 4 months of the year, the mayor and city council have been distracted with debates over who's in charge. They had a hard time designating leaders on the city council. Then there was another distracting debate about medical marijuana. The city has a lot of pressing economic issues. We need to improve public safety. I don't know if you've driven in the Lansing area recently, but the roads are horrible. The sidewalks are crumbling. And so part of our view was just that there are more important things to do that would really matter to everyday people who live and work in our city.
Isn't a decision to tell police to not ask the immigration status of any witnesses or victims, is that not a true local decision?
Again, if you want to legislate on federal law, Immigration policy is a federal issue run for Congress, not the city council. And I think it's potentially very problematic when local government officials start to pick and choose what state laws or federal laws they're going to obey and which ones they're going to disobey. We are part of a federal system. I think it is critically important for federal and state and local law enforcement officials to work together in a spirit of teamwork and cooperation.
Let's broaden this out a little, Rich. There are so many businesses and parts of Michigan's economy that rely very heavily on undocumented workers. Agriculture, restaurants, resorts, hotels up north, construction contractors, for example. What responsibility do you think that these Michigan employers have to those workers they rely on?
At the Michigan Chamber, we support legal immigration. I don't agree with you that there are a large number of employers that routinely rely on undocumented immigrants. We represent employers in manufacturing and travel and tourism and agribusiness. You are absolutely correct. In terms of agribusiness, we're the second most agriculturally diverse state in the country. There are fruits and vegetables that are grown in Michigan that would rot on the ground if it wasn't for migrant workers that come here legally. And so we don't encourage or condone illegal immigration, whether we're talking about employers or employees. There are resorts in our travel and tourism industry that could not and would not open without, again, guest workers who come here illegally from either Europe or the Caribbean. But that can and should be done always in compliance with state and federal law.
Rich, in your view, then, what role should businesses in Michigan play in this big debate over how we fix our broken immigration system?
That is really an issue for Congress and the president to tackle. We hope that after they work on improving our infrastructure, after they work on tax reform, after they work on health care reform, that that is an issue that Congress and the president will deal with. One of the things we've been suggesting to members of Congress is clearly we need to take a long, hard look at our immigration system. Perhaps a better model for Michigan and the country would be to look more at the Canadian system. Our current immigration laws are based on sort of the family and friends network. In Canada, immigration is based on workforce development and economic development needs. They're very focused on welcoming immigrants to Canada when there are jobs to fill that cannot be filled by Canadians. And so having a system that is driven less by family relationships and more by workforce development needs and economic development needs, I think, would be a more rational and logical approach and one that would encourage job creation and economic growth. There are very few social problems facing our cities or our state that wouldn't be a lot better if more people had good jobs.
Rich Studley, president and the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.